This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward along with Gordon Basham this morning. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, November 20th. A death in Chicago, a deadly shooting leaves multiple victims dead. We'll have those details coming up.
A Kansas teacher recruitment effort falls short. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A gradual warming trend will give us temperatures in the 50s over the next few days in south-central Kansas. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Sedgwick County Commissioners yesterday made it official. County Councilor Eric Yost is out of a job. Last week, the commissioners put Yost on administrative leave. He was accused of violating attorney-client privilege. Yesterday, they made it official. Interim County Councilor Michael Papoon outlined the settlement with Yost.
Mr. Yost will be receiving a payment in the amount of $77,077. This payment reflects 6 months of salary and an equivalent amount of money to pay for Mr. Yost's health insurance for 2019.
Yost's problems began amid a controversy involving an investigation of members of the commission by the FBI.
Four people are dead after a dispute in a parking lot at Chicago's Mercy Hospital. The suspected domestic violence dispute led to the killing of a Chicago policeman, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech at Mercy, as well as the suspected gunman. Fox's Anita Vogel with the latest.
We're told it was a chaotic scene. You know, it's a place people go to have their lives saved. But three innocent people just murdered outside Mercy Hospital in Chicago. Police say it all started in the parking lot. Gunman Juan Lopez reportedly arguing with Dr. Tamara O'Neill, who had broken off their engagement in September. As things escalated, he pulled out a gun, shooting her several times and killing her. Lopez then running inside the hospital, firing shots at officers and anyone in his way. That's when another female employee was shot and killed.
A number of Thanksgiving travelers look to be strong this year. Sean Stewart with AAA of Kansas says nationwide, people traveling 50 or more miles for Thanksgiving up 5% over last year. In AAA's west-north-central region, that does include Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, among others, a lot of people will be driving to their destinations.
You know, we're anticipating 4.4 million people taking a Thanksgiving trip, and about 90% of those are going to be traveling by car. You know, people are feeling pretty good about the economy. They've got that disposable income, and so a lot more people this year are going to be headed out to visit family and friends for the holiday.
Gasoline price is also decreasing a little bit as well. The average as of late last week, $2.42 a gallon.
The 12-member Century 2 Citizens Advisory Committee announced yesterday that it expects to make its recommendation to the city soon. Committee Chairwoman Mary Beth Jarvis spoke at the Rotary Club of Wichita meeting yesterday. The committee says the building has substantial structural problems, functional issues, and some safety concerns, including asbestos. Jarvis says the first $100 million of any proposed renovation would go toward asbestos mitigation and ADA compliance.
That's a daunting beginning, right, to be at $100 million just to sort of get it operating. And then you have to add on capabilities that would allow it to operate into the future. The alternative would be building new, and that won't be cheap.
The committee will now focus on input from the community before releasing their recommendations at the beginning of the year. Jarvis asks anyone with questions, suggestions, or anyone who'd like for the task force to speak at their organization, send them an email at century2@wichita.gov.
An effort to attract more teachers to Kansas has recruited just three teachers so far. However, the state is still required to pay more than $250,000 to the organization behind the program.
The legislature agreed to pay the education nonprofit Teach for America for the pilot program, with the aim of recruiting 12 teachers across the state. All three teachers were placed in the same district in Kansas City, Kansas. Teach for America, however, claims it recruited five, not three teachers, to the district. Officials say two recruits arrived last year before the contract. Some lawmakers expressed disappointment in the low numbers of recruits and the fact that only one district has benefited. Kansas officials say there were 612 vacant teaching positions this fall. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The White House is releasing a new set of rules of decorum for White House news conferences. Fox's Kristen Fisher with the latest.
Ms. President, that's enough.
From here on out, at all press conferences, the White House says journalists will only be allowed to ask one question, unless the president or whatever official taking questions allows them to ask a follow-up question. After that, the White House says the journalist must yield the floor, which includes physically surrendering the microphone, to White House staff. No surprise, the White House Correspondents Association is already pushing back by saying, quote, for as long as there have been White House press conferences, White House reporters have asked follow-up questions. We fully expect this tradition will continue.
Many journalists have challenged the administration's actions, stating the aggressive questioning is a news tradition that dates back decades.
Was it a wild ride for Martha Stewart? And what do you do when you got a fire and you don't have any water nearby? Well, resourceful answers to those questions. KNSS News Time, 8:06. 8:09 with Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Martha Stewart, apparently not too happy with her inaugural ride on Uber.
Martha Stewart taking to Instagram to say she chose the most expensive version of Uber to pick her up for the first time outside Tiffany's in New York City, explaining the first Uber did not show up. The second Uber came 10 minutes later and parked halfway down the street. Posting photos of the vehicle's interior with leaves and half-empty water bottles, the 77-year-old goes on to say it took more than 1 hour, and on top of it all, the car was a mess inside and out. Uber has yet to respond. Despite slamming her first ride, Stewart says she wants Uber to succeed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's the question. What do you do if you have no water when you spot a garage on fire and the fire is threatening to spread to a house?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, two enterprising Russian cops knew just what to do by fighting the fire with snowballs.
The two traffic cops were on patrol in Siberia when they spotted the smoke and flames. They didn't have any water, but it was good they were in Siberia because, well, there's no shortage of snow. So while waiting for the fire brigade, the firefighting duo started making snowballs and threw them on the fire. Their superiors say that kept the blaze at bay until the fire department arrived. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
We're coming up on 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on Tuesday, November 20th, just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And we'll have heavy travel loads tomorrow, I know. But let's see what's going on today in Wichita. Let's check in with Jad Chambers for a traffic update.
We have an injury traffic accident at Central and Washington.
Okay.
So, yeah, watch out for that. You'll want to avoid that. That accident happened right in the intersection. We also have another traffic accident westbound K96 at I-135. So expect a slowdown there as well. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's take a look at that weather forecast. Just heading into Thanksgiving, a couple days away. Meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Good morning.
Good morning. A drier, quiet weather pattern is going to be sticking around throughout the next several days. That's going to lead to a gradual warm-up as we go into Thanksgiving. Temperatures should be in the mid-40s by noontime, sunny and 51 this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 33, Wednesday's high 57, near 60 on Thanksgiving. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 93% humidity. We're under a clear sky, 26 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. It is the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving as we're getting close to the holiday. Couple days away, so we'll talk a lot about Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's the Wednesday before.
Yeah, we'll get into a lot of conversation about that tomorrow as well. Of course, our Stephen Ted in the Morning poll has to do with Thanksgiving. Will you, or at least the day after Thanksgiving, will you take part in Black Friday shopping? One of our options is bring on the deals. Long lines, crowded stores, bring it on. 0% of our respondents checking in on that so far. About a third of our respondents say, I may shop online for some deals. I guess I would be in that category, probably. Or no thanks, it's all just hype and sale prices on garbage items, 67%. So the early returns are in on our poll question, and two-thirds of our respondents say Black Friday.
Yeah. So no way I'm going to be part of a thundering herd trying to get a TV set in some store.
No.
I'll pass.
I'm right with you, Gordon. I say no thanks. That's one of the last things I want to do on my day off.
Yeah,
on Friday.
Didn't even make the
use
top
my time doing that.
1,000 on my bucket list.
I've got a lot of things to do on Friday, and that is not one of them. All right, well, but maybe it is for you. For some people, it is. So far, for our respondents, it is 0% though. So we'll see if that gains any traction. We'll have more voters on that, of course. You can do it anytime. Make sure you visit our website, knssradio.com. Answer the poll question. It takes about 2 seconds to click on it and get your results there. And of course, you should be going to our website every day anyway, because we update our news 24/7. Sports schedules are on there, news, local, the weather's on there. You can get radar. It's
brimming with information.
There's just all sorts of stuff on our website, constantly updated with the latest information at knssradio.com. You know, we talk about, you know, we hold our nose, and it's something we have to taxes. We all have to deal with taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even back in the time of Jesus Christ,
Everybody
was complaining about taxes you had to pay to the Romans.
Yep.
And Jesus had this great snappy reply for that. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Yeah. But the royal family over in the UK faces a tax nightmare, says the Daily Mail, as U.S. officials examine whether Meghan Markle and her husband, Prince Harry, owe them a slice of their multi-million pound fortune, according to reports.
Hmm.
And she is the Duchess of Sussex now that she's married to Prince Harry. She is still an American citizen. She has to pay tax in the U.S. This could extend to anyone else she draws money from, including her husband, according to this report.
Really?
It goes on to say this could deplete both her $5 million U.S. fortune. Where'd she get $5 million? She wasn't getting paid that for being on Suits. And, of course, Prince Harry is the main source of wealth, too. He's got a trust fund that pays for him, and he pays his U.K. income tax up from that. The probe, apparently, could even extend to the Queen and Prince Charles, because they provide funding for the couple. Anyway, that, to me, sounds a bit far-fetched. The royals, apparently, are set to employ a team of U.S. financial consultants to deal with this issue.
Consultants to Her Majesty.
Yeah, so who wins? The lawyers and the consultants, apparently, yeah. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service is known for being pretty strict, tracking down people they say owe them money. Meghan is reportedly living in the U.K. on a family visa, but she will have a complicated tax status as long as she remains a U.S. citizen. She was born in L.A., but even if she lives full-time in the U.K., she will still have to file a U.S. return every year.
Well, how
as
tragic.
As long as she's a U.S. citizen.
Wow.
The last time she was in the U.S. was, her last return would have been, well, anyway. So that's, anyway, that's the gist of that story, is that Meghan Markle, the princess, well, she's not a princess. She's married to a prince. She is a duchess.
A duchess.
Yes,
yeah,
officially.
There's got to be some distinction somewhere.
And she's a U.S. citizen. She owes taxes, just like you and me.
You know, probably not quite like me.
Probably not quite like you and me, but, close. Anyway.
Yeah, it's in the same ballpark.
Maybe you saw this story in the Kansas City Star. The headline, "Professor used students as servants, and UMKC knew about it and did not stop him."
We're talking butlers?
We'll be talking about this story as it comes up a little later, perhaps. But, that's a story that came out of KC. It concerns a guy that has a PhD in all this, but apparently he was using servants. He was using students to serve his needs.
Hmm.
All right. Hey, we've got a huge concert coming up in Wichita at the Orpheum Theater on Friday night, just a few days away, 8 o'clock at the Orpheum. The Priests in performance. They have sold millions of records worldwide. They are doing a very limited United States tour here in the recent weeks, and Wichita very lucky to be among their stops. Please, at this time, welcome Father Martin O'Hagan to Steve and Ted in the Morning. Hello, Father.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. How are you today?
Good. I'm fine. Coming alive, by God, yes.
Okay. It's always good to greet the new day.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
The priests are on a very brief tour of the United States. How did this tour fit up with your schedule at this time of the year, and why did you decide to come to the U.S. at this time in your agenda?
Well, we have had the chance to come to the U.S. in the past, and this is a good time for us because it's between the rush of the new year, the academic year, in our parishes, and then just before the rush of Christmas as well. So it gives us a little bit of a lull, an opportunity, an ideal time to be able to step out of our parishes. And we use our holidays to do this. So we're actually technically on our holidays, and we're bringing the music as best we can to lift hearts and to inspire as best we can.
You are from Northern Ireland, and you and two fellow priests 10 years ago got together. And tell me a little bit about how you came together and how this phenomenon came to happen about 10 years ago.
Well, 10 years ago, we were, my goodness, in 2008, I received a call in regard to the possibility of doing a demo for an album with Sony. They were looking for one priest who could sing all the Latin parts of the Mass. So I mentioned that there were three of us all sang together, and we've been singing for over 40 years now. So we went for the demo. They liked the sound. They liked our good looks. And they said, we will put aside the album in regard to the Latin parts of the Mass, and that they would offer us the opportunity of creating three albums with them. So, my goodness, it was an amazing experience, and we've created those three albums, The Priest's Harmony and the Well, and we've just also created an independent album called Alleluia, and we'll be singing some of those pieces at the concert in Wichita as well. So that was the story, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster, a whirlwind for us, but we're very grateful to God and so grateful in terms of being able to bring this music to so many people.
I've been as far as Enniskillen in Northern Ireland, but you are located even a little further to the northeast.
We are indeed, yes. Eugene and myself come from the city of Derry. It's a very ancient city, but going back to about the 5th century. And but I work, David comes from Ballymena, which is in County Antrim. But we work in the Diocese of Down and Connor. So I work in a parish called Newtownards and Cumber, which is near Strangford Loch. David works down on the Loch Shore in Belfast, and Eugene is the Chancellor, actually, and the Vicar General of the diocese. So, yes, we've all varied roles and responsibilities, and we're all over 30 years ordained now, so it's a fantastic role, and one that we continue to grow into.
Father Martin O'Hagan joining us this morning. The priests are performing at the Orpheum on Friday night here in downtown Wichita. Father, do you find that audiences in Europe are different from those in the United States, or do you find pretty universal acceptance and reception from the audiences?
Well, I think the audience is extremely important because when you go out onto the stage, you can gauge how the audience are. And if they are very much with you, it makes all the difference in terms of the performance that you give. But I must say that when we go to Wichita or to other venues here in the States, we have always received a very warm, hearty welcome from the audience and from the staff of all the theatres, which are absolutely beautiful. So it's a great honour for us to sing. I think in terms of Europe and the States, I mean, again, the same principle would apply. If the audience is very receptive, you'll give even more of your best in terms of the singing. And then sometimes you have to work very, very hard as well, making sure to get the music absolutely spot on. But so generally, audiences are between Europe and the States would be similar. And hopefully they're there to have a lovely evening, an enjoyable experience, and go out very much uplifted.
I saw one of your recent stops was in Green Bay. I think we might have a little bit warmer weather for you when you come to Kansas.
Yes, exactly. We will be going to Green Bay very soon.
Oh yeah,
and it's been. I think we've got our winter clothes with us anyway, because our last year's experience was
I think we didn't expect it just to be just as cold. It can be cold enough in Ireland, but my goodness, yes, we have our hats, our gloves, our scarves, everything. So we'll be well prepared. But please God, we'll have a little bit of warmer weather as well.
Well, Father, we're looking forward to having the priest here in Wichita, and we wish you the best, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Looking forward to it very much, and thanks to everybody for their wonderful support. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you much. That's Father Martin O'Hagan. He is a member of the Priests, a great singing trio of priests from Northern Ireland who are going to be right here in downtown Wichita, 8 o'clock Friday night at the Orpheum. You can get seats through Select a Seat, call 755-SEAT, or you can go to selectaseat.com, or you can go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office. They sell Select a Seat vendor tickets as well. See you at the Orpheum on Friday night at 8 o'clock for the Priests, and we thank Father Martin O'Hagan for joining us. Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports real quick. Of course, the Monday night football game last night, Chiefs-Rams, a high-scoring thriller won by the Rams, 54-51. Chiefs came close but fell just short in this high-scoring game. Let's check in with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Too many penalties, a lot of penalties in that first quarter. I don't know about all those, but, they called them. And so we were going backwards when we need to go forward. And you don't want to put yourself in a hole like that. And we had too many penalties, 13 penalties overall. And I think 8 of them were in the first quarter. So we got to do a better job with that. So we got a bye week coming up. We're going to heal up here and get ourselves ready to go down for the stretch run here.
What a game. Rams win it 54-51. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had 478 passing yards, 6 touchdown passes. That's the good news. However, he also threw 2 interceptions in the final minute and a half, and that helped the Rams get that win 54-51. Chiefs with the loss now 9-2, but they are still the top team in the conference, and they'll talk about it tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 7 o'clock right here on KNSS. And in college men's basketball last night, 12th-ranked Kansas State beat Missouri 82-67 in the championship game of the U.S. Virgin Island Paradise Jam. K-State is now 5-0 on the season after that win. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. 8:25 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Traffic and weather update is on the way, and we need better election monitoring in the U.S., says Sean Hannity. His Morning Minute is next on KNSS.